In May, the Washington Post published a picture that accidentally revealed the private cell phone number of the Secretary of Defense. The Post later took the picture down from its website, but not before several people made note of how to contact Jim Mad Dog Mattis, including two students from Mercer Island High School in Washington State. Teddy Fisher and Jane Gormley called, left a voicemail message, and sent a text asking Mattis for an interview for their school paper. And Mattis got back to them, which is not what the two students were expecting.
No, I thought he wouldn't take it seriously, so that's why the text wasn't that serious. I just said, hi, Jim, and then I explained who it was, my position at the paper. I made sure to include my home state because Jim Mattis is also from Washington, so I knew that would make a connection. So I just said my grade, my school, our paper. I think I ended the text with, by the way, your number got leaked to the American public. Have a wonderful day.
So how much time did he accord you?
I was on the phone with him 45 minutes.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. When we were prepping for the interview, we were thinking we were only going to get a few minutes, maybe 10 at the most. And so when Mattis just kept going, Teddy did a really good job of building off the questions that we'd already written and coming up with some on the spot to keep the interview going.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a fascinating interview. You spoke a lot about history and James Mattis's own interest in history. What did your interview do to your sense of history or why countries and generals go to war?
Well, I've always been interested in history, and I've had a lot of great history teachers, and they've all told me the same thing that Mattis said, which is that looking to history won't give you all the answers, but will give you a lot of the questions to ask, which I think is just so much more impactful coming from a guy like that. And he also talked about using history to explore ways in which notable people have dealt successfully and unsuccessfully with matters relating to warfare, foreign policy, politics.
Yeah, I think that there are parts of the interview that almost read or sound like something that you would hear in a history class. It was really interesting to hear someone who's living history explain it to you.
There's been a lot of talk about America's place in the world since Donald Trump took office. We're out of the Paris Climate Agreement, seemingly ceding global muscle to Russia and China, being ostracized, it seems, by a lot of Europe. How do you both feel about America's place in the world? And how did you feel after speaking with Mattis about this?
Well, Mattis made a point when we were talking about history to say that many nations, including the United States, have been through much worse. And if you become politically involved or just involved in your community, you can play a role in getting through tough times. So I wouldn't be too worried. I think he said in the New Yorker that the biggest threat to the United States is a lack of political unity. And we asked mm-hmm. him about that in our interview.
Mm-hmm. I think that just as a young person in mm-hmm. our country today, it was really reassuring to hear that kind of advice and that mindset coming from someone in his position.
He's urging you to get involved, play a role, don't mm-hmm. judge people quickly. A lot of people pointed out that Secretary Mattis is the grown-up in the room, maybe the only grown-up in the room when you look at Trump's cabinet and White House staff. Did you get a sense of that?
I think so. As I was listening to the interview, I was kind of blown away by how much respect he had for Teddy and the high level of conversation they were having. And I think that that mature, poised demeanor that he's known for came through there.
Yeah, there was a lot of revealing answers that he gave, some that I think are actually newsworthy. Like, for example, we were talking about the differences between how the Obama and Trump administrations have been handling the Middle East. And he criticized Obama, saying that if he had listened to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton more, his foreign policy could have been better. And I think that was really interesting. There was a lot of other stuff, too, in there. We talked a lot about NATO and how Trump is pressuring other countries to pay more. And he said that the Obama and Bush administrations have been doing the exact same thing, just Trump has said it much more bluntly. It just shows that he really respected us and took us seriously because he's willing to give those kinds of answers. I think a lot of news outlets have been covering the story about getting the story because we're a high school newspaper. But there are actually some things in there that are newsworthy. And it was awesome that he took the time to answer like that, because that's profound for a little newspaper like us to get something like that.
Yeah,
no, for sure. What do you think the mainstream media is not getting right about General Mattis?
Not that much. I mean, most of the articles I've read about him praise him for being an intellectual as well as a great soldier. But one of the things that's kind of funny is that he really doesn't like his nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he hates being called Mad Dog. He said that it was more of a media concoction. None of his soldiers really called him that. I think his call sign in Iraq was actually Chaos. That's a little more intimidating to me. That's what they called him. He just told me that he goes by Jim, and I think he's pretty casual because he's from the West Coast.
I know a lot of people work for their high school paper because, you know, they got to do extracurricular activities. But do you want to pursue journalism? Did you? Or do you now more than ever?
Yeah, it's definitely – I've been doing it since sophomore year, and I just graduated. And it's definitely something that I had always kind of been considering, and after this have definitely been looking at it more.
Teddy?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's not off the table. For me, I think one of the reasons why I ask good policy questions is because I'm really interested in the military. So I'm not taking off the table military or any kind of political career. But journalism is still up there.
Well, whatever your future, it sounds like you're a great reporter team right now. So keep asking questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.